Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of my Christmas sweets recipes brings me to something that I guarantee it, you've never had this before, but you're going to be glad you get to have it with me. This is my recipe for eggnog creme brulee. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take 6 tablespoons of white sugar. And we're going to go ahead and put this all in the same bowl. I'm going to add 1 cup of eggnog to this as well. I'm also going to add 1 cup of heavy cream. We're going to go ahead and take these ingredients. We're going to mix them together. Then we're going to put them into a nice medium sauce pot. Once it goes in that sauce pot, the very next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a boil. Now, we don't have to worry about the eggnog curdling because there's cream in there, but we also don't want to let this boil for a really, really long time. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of agar-agar, which is a gelling agent. So as soon as we bring that heat up and we thicken up that agar-agar, that mixture will go in there and it'll awaken all of that agar-agar. So when we put this back in our oven to cook it, it's going to work out really, really well. It's going to hold up well. Now, typically you'd put a lot of eggs inside of a creme brulee because it's a custard, but because the eggnog already is a very rich custard, we don't have to add any eggs to this at all. And what I'm going to do is put this in the oven. Now, whenever we put this in the oven, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the oven at 350 degrees. And I'm also going to go ahead and I'm going to make sure that when I put this in the oven, I'm going to fill it up with water. So ideally what we're doing here is this mixture is going into little ramekins, and those ramekins, we're going to go ahead and bring the water up halfway on all those ramekins. And this is going to be more of a steaming, slow cooking method for making a creme brulee or baking a custard, as opposed to doing it the way that you wouldn't want to do it, which would be not having any water in there. You have to have it in there. Otherwise, it will curdle. It will be really, really bad, and we don't want that. So it's got to stay moist. And it's a slow process, too. It takes about a good 35 to 40 minutes to do it, but I promise you, it's really, really amazing. The next thing I'm going to do is once they come out, we're going to let them go to room temperature, and we'll put them in the fridge for 4 to 6 hours. And once those 4 to 6 hours are up, we'll put some raw sugar on top, get our torch, and do a nice little brulee. For this and many more of my recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give me a like on my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. This is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me The Untamed Chef for Agnet West.